This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. This is your announcer, Karen Dowdle, seated just off the chancel of St. John's on this, the 24th Sunday after Pentecost. As this commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you feel as if you are here with us in person. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, O God, My Faithful God, hymn number 371 in Lutheran Worship.
My faithful God, true fountain ever flowing, without whom nothing is, all perfect gifts bestowing. Give me a healthy frame, and may I have within a conscience free from blame, a soul unstained by sin. Give me the strength to do with ready heart and willing whatever you command, my calling here fulfilling. Help me do what I should with all my might and bless. Now come for my good, for you must give success. Keep me from saying words that later need recalling. Guard me lest idle speech from my lips be falling. But when within my place I must and ought to speak, and to my words give grace, lest I offend the weak. When dangers gather round, oh, keep me calm and fearless. Help me to bear the cross when life seems dark and cheerless. Help me, as you have taught, to love both great and small, and by your Spirit's might to live at peace with all.
Good morning. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Good to be with all of you this morning for worship. This morning is consecration Sunday, and so as it has been our tradition in the past, during the offering time, rather than bringing the offering down to you, we will invite you to come forward to the front of the chancel. With if you have an offering with you, with your offering, but also the cards, the consecration cards that you should have received in the mail. If you don't have one and you would like one, we do have extra ones. Just sort of signal to Barb, and Barb can get you one of those if you're interested in one of those. All right. In addition to that little variation in the service. In speaking with Laura Tyrone, who's the stewardship chairperson this year, we decided that that rather than just hearing from me during the sermon time, we're going to have a few individuals take my place and come forward and share their thoughts on consecration and God's grace as it works in their lives. And they're going to reflect upon the second reading for today, which is from Acts 20. It's better to give than to receive. This morning, Karen Schaefer will be sharing with us, Tony Martino and Laura Tyrone. All right, so that is coming up as well. Does everybody all set then? Are we all set with the consecration cards before we move into the service? Anybody need a card? Just speak now, and then we'll get you. Becca, right here. Okay. Oh. All good? Okay. With that, we'll continue now with the brief order of confession and forgiveness as it's printed before you on page 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. We pray. Righteous God, our merciful Master, you own the earth and all its peoples, and you give us all that we have. Inspire us to serve you with justice and wisdom, and prepare us for the joy of the day of your coming. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The lector this morning is Jamie Bloom. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through her.
The first reading is from Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 7 and 12 through 18. Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think, the Lord will do nothing either good or bad. Their wealth will be plundered, their houses demolished. Though they build houses, they will not live in them. Though they plant vineyards, they will not drink the wine. The great day of the Lord is near. Near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. The cry on the day, that day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. I will bring such distress on all people that they will grope about like those who are blind. Because they have sinned against the Lord, their blood will be poured out like dust and their entrails like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 90 as printed in your worship bulletin.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
And sworn, you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you God.
You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals.
1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night.
Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered.
We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 20, verse 35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 14 through 30.
To you, O Lord.
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also, the one with two bags of gold gained two more. But the man who had received one bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received five bags of gold brought the other five. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with five bags of gold. See, I have gained five more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with two bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with two bags of gold. See, I have gained two more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received one bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside, into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please have a seat. As I mentioned at the start of the service, we're going to have three individuals that are going to come forward and reflect this morning for us on ministry and this passage from Acts chapter 20. And so if I could have Karen, you're coming up, right, Karen? Tony and Laura, if you guys could come up. And you can go in whatever order you guys worked it out as. So.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing us to do something different this week. Instead of Pastor's usual sermon, as Pastor and I had thought about the Bible passage that it's more blessed to give than to receive, there's so many in our congregation here that give of their time, talent, and treasure in so many ways. And I thought it might be nice to have a few people come up and explain how giving of their, whether it be time, talent, or treasure, or all three, has been a blessing in their life. So I'd like to start out with Karen Schaefer, and she's going to talk about the work she does with the Erie County Home.
Oh. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
40-plus years ago, a ministry was started at the Erie County home in Alden. That ministry continues today, except it's at Terrace View Long-Term Care Facility, a brand-new facility at the on the ECMC campus. Each week, 15 people, most from our congregation, but two from Lady of Pompeii and one from a church in a Baptist church in Forks, and our piano player from a Baptist church in Blaisdell. We bring God's word, music, prayer, fellowship, friendship to over 20 residents. What a wonderful opportunity we have been afforded by the Lord. Since we meet in the lobby, we not only reach residents, but also countless visitors who stop and listen. During the summer, our numbers increase when 8 young people join with us. 5 are brought by their grandmothers. The oldest 3 made this ministry a confirmation service commitment and have been coming, one of them for 1 year and the other 2 for 3 years. This year, 4 of our group have suffered from accidents and illness. We would like this ministry to continue. So won't you please consider joining us on Thursday mornings for approximately 2.5 hours? It's not a difficult ministry. We push wheelchairs. We open books and help find pages when we're singing. We walk around. We shake hands. We greet everybody. We bring smiles. We bring laughter. We celebrate birthdays. And it's a wonderful ministry. A lot of people at the home do not have visitors, do not have family, and they look forward to us coming. Several of them are down there before we even arrive because they're anxious to see us. So it's a wonderful ministry, a heartwarming ministry, and I know all of us that are involved in it would not give it up. If everybody that's a part of the ministry would stand up this morning, including you, Noah, who have given 3 years in the summer, And Eric, yes, thank you, thank you. So it's a wonderful ministry, thank you.
Good morning, everybody. See, I shouldn't have to adjust the mic at all. Karen seemed to write something out. I do better without writing something, but thank you for coming. Ministry for me is not just here in the church. My wife will tell you, I mean, how many times we go somewhere and someone falls and gets injured and they just happen to be at the right place at the right time. But ministry, don't just let it just be here at the church. It's outside the church. Continue it every day, whether you pay it forward, you buy someone a coffee, you hold a door open for them, whatever it may be. Ministry continues all the time. I've been so blessed to be one of the trustees here at church. I love getting here as much as I can. I'm pretty fortunate. I have one of those jobs. I work at home. I travel a lot. But when I'm home, I try to get here as much as I can to see what's going on. Pastor and I have a lot of conversations. But ministry just here in the church, I love it. I love coming here every Sunday. Sunday by far is the best day of the week for me. I wake up more refreshed. I go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Not that I do, but if I did, I could wake up totally refreshed because I know I get to see everybody here. So ministry for us is, it just constantly continues every moment of every day. I've actually been in the opportunity to one of my past jobs that I had over at Sorrento, actually because of ministry and because of this church, was able to talk that person out of taking his own life. So I'm very proud of that. I'm very thankful for it. And I appreciate everybody that can give back too. So thank you.
For me, my blessing came unexpectedly by being a Sunday school teacher. When my son Kyle was 3 years old, my husband and I enrolled him in Sunday school because we felt a heavy load in that it was our responsibility to bring him up in the Lord. And I didn't feel like I could do that myself. I needed the help of this congregation. And Sunday school became a blessing. Well, Marcia Barber, a former member of our congregation and John's mom, came up to me and she said, "How would you like to be a Sunday school teacher?" And I thought, oh no, I don't think so. I didn't feel like I was competent enough, like I had enough knowledge. And she said, "Well, I'll help you." So I thought, well, you know, if I'm a Sunday school teacher, then there's no reason that Kyle won't be coming to church on Sunday, so there'll be no excuse for him to miss. What I didn't expect is how much I would love it, how much I would love talking to Jesus about about Jesus to the kids, and how responsive they were. They really enjoyed hearing about how much they were loved by our congregation and by Jesus, and learning about the Bible. After about 3 years, Pastor Blackwell threw me another curve, and he said, "Now I'd like you to teach a program called Walk Through the Bible to the third grade students." And I thought, oh boy, I mean, I do read my Bible, but am I going to be able to do this? He said, "We're going to go through every book of the Bible, and I'll give you some help. We're going to underline key passages, and the parents are going to come." And I thought, oh no, the parents are going to come. Now I really have to step up my game. But what I didn't expect to happen is how much I would learn, probably more than the students, about the Bible, and how much pleasure it gave me to teach these kids. As the years went by, it seemed like we had more students from broken homes and more students who were really needing to feel loved. In the public schools, you can't hug the kids. And here, this is a safe place for them to learn about Jesus, to feel loved, to get a hug, and to encourage them to use their time and talent. I've encouraged some students to use their artistic talent. Some have joined the junior or the youth choir, or have helped with the Sunday school pageant. So there's been a blessing to me that I didn't expect. I thought, oh, this is going to be a job I don't even know if I could do. But I've been blessed more than I expected. And I think for any of you who are given an opportunity or a challenge to help here at St. John's, your first reaction may be, oh, I don't have the time, I really don't want to, it's not cut out for me. But you'd be surprised what God may have in store for you if you're open to an invitation to help of your time, talent, or treasure. And the treasure part, I have found that to be a blessing, that the more I increase my giving, both in my business and here in our personal life at St. John's, we have been blessed more than I would have ever expected. I also wanted to mention some of the many ministries that we have here, which are opportunities for you to give of your time, talent, or treasure. We have our music ministry, and thank you, Lois, for all that you do. We have our choir. At the late service, we have the praise band, and on the Saturday service, we have Carol, who plays the organ, and Seal, who sings. Again, Sunday school. Our radio broadcast is an outstanding ministry to the whole community, and it's a chance for them to learn about God and to listen into our radio service. Karen mentioned the Erie County Home. We have the deacons who visit the shut-ins and the elderly and bring communion. That's an invaluable ministry to those who can't come to church. We have our youth group, which is growing and becoming very strong with all sorts of opportunities for our youth to be together in a Christian setting. We have our shepherd staff that prepares dinners for church functions and makes gifts for shut-ins. We have our cafe that meets once a month.
The third Thursday of the month.
Right. Yeah. And Rick Maybach prepares the delicious food. Thank you,
Rick, where are you?
He's
I'm
right
sorry.
Over there.
For those of you who don't know Rick, if you want to come to cafe, you don't have to come for the Bible study, but you can come for the food and the cookies that his wife makes. Oh, my gosh, the peanut butter chocolate chip. I don't know what we would do without those. So make sure, I know Becky's not here, so make sure you let her know that we're very thankful for her gifts.
Yeah. And it's a great time for Christian fellowship. We have the Young Hearts in Love. with Jesus, and that's for the little ones and for families. They do activities together. We have the men's Bible study on Saturday mornings. Ed and Deanne Lorenz have started a small group Bible study in their home on Saturdays. We have our prayer chain that Beth Lynch sends out prayer requests to many in the congregation who pray. There's a ministry in itself. And we have our greeters who are there to meet you at the door when you come in church. I know Carl, that's probably his favorite thing to do, to make people feel welcome, to hold out your hand and shake their hand. So we thank all of you. St. John's wouldn't be what it is without all of you, and certainly without Pastor. You know, Pastor is here more than you would ever realize it. He's here so many nights of the week. He's here on Saturdays. He's here a countless amount of time. We have Ross Cantella, our president. My gosh, Ross, you are here all the time. We have our church council and our trustees and our elders, and I just want to say thank you to all of you. With all of us working together as a family here at St. John's, we're continuing the ministry that God has given us, but we're also continuing St. John's into the future. So I thank all of you for all you do. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Tony. And thank you, Pastor.
Join us now as we sing our consecration hymn, Take My Life, O Lord, Renew. Hymn number 404 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Happening is we find out very quickly that we actually end up becoming the ministered. As we step out into ministry, not only do we have the joy of being the servants and the agents and the presence of Christ Jesus to people, the hearts, the hands, and the voice of Christ and the various places that God calls us to, not only do we have that opportunity, but I think what ends up happening is as we do that, we find out that we are blessed 1,000 times more by the people and the experiences that we are given as we interact with those people. I think as Karen reflected, you guys have work that you do. It's not crazy hard work on Thursday mornings, but it still is as you bring people together. But at the end of the day, I think you feel far more blessed through that time as those people have touched your heart in ways that just a lot of times are just not explainable. So what a joy it is for us to be together in ministry. And Laura, you outlined you outlined all the different ministries that we have here. And as Tony, you reflected and reminded us that ministry goes beyond the walls of this place. And what a joy it is for us to be in ministry together. What a joy it is for us to be the body of Christ Jesus, to be the people in the world, to be the people right here. What a joy that is for us, and what a blessing it is for us as we are ministered to through it. It certainly is more blessed to give than to receive. And thank you, each and every one of you, for all that you do here and beyond the walls of St. John's. Now, we're going to have an opportunity in just a few moments to come forward. We're going to sing together the hymn. I believe it's what? Hymn number 404. Is that what we got? 404. We'll join in singing that. After we sing that hymn, I would invite you to come forward to the front of the church. If you have your consecration card, you can certainly bring that forward along with the offering if you have an offering. This is, of course, if you're comfortable doing that. If you're not comfortable coming forward, we do have an offering plate at the back of the church. You can place it there at the end of the service if you're more comfortable that way. All right, let's join in singing hymn number 404.
let them sing your ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them do works that show my love for you. Take my feet and lead their way. Never let them go astray. Take my voice and let me sing praises to my Savior King. Take my lips and keep them true, filled with messages from you. Take my silver and my gold, all is yours a thousandfold. Take my intellect and use every power as you shall choose. Make my will your holy shrine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is your own. It shall be your royal. At your feet its treasure store. Take myself, Lord, let me be yours alone eternally.
I want you to come forward.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the Hensel family in memory of parents, grandparents, and brothers and uncles. I invite you to please stand. Let's join together in the offering prayer. It is our faith that brings us here, O God. It is our faith that leads us to offer these things. Accept these gifts as an expression of thanks for all you have given to us. Use these gifts for service in the church and the world, that all may come to know you and your all-providing love. Amen. Bear with me this morning in my prayer list. I've got quite a number of things I have to mention for the prayers. So please, again, just bear with me. In addition to those who are printing the prayers in your worship bulletin, please also include Jordan Collins and his family at the death of his uncle Larry. Please pray for Jordan Collins' grandmother Gracie, who is hospitalized. For Scott McElhaga's dad, Bill, who was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
For Scott Makohega's grandmother, Maria, who is having surgery this coming week. For Don Lynch, Don is a new member of our congregation, and he'll be undergoing some treatments for cancer, so please keep him in your prayers. For Dawn Smith's mom, Janie, and Dawn Smith's uncle, and I did not get your uncle's name, Dawn. What's your uncle's name?
Gene.
For Dawn's uncle, Gene. Both of Dawn's mom and her uncle are very ill, so please pray for them. You just write that down. For Betty Cavalieri's brother-in-law, Don, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. For Jackie and Steve Rogers, that's a friend of Nina Kyle. They had gave birth to twins this past week, but they had to induce labor as the little girl was not growing. So please pray for them. I have not heard anything else, so I'm assuming that the delivery went well. But continue to pray for Jackie and Steve, especially for their two babies. For Rick Thurner, Rick is having surgery this coming week. For Tom Fowler, that's a friend of Ed and Deanne Lorenz, who's having some medical issues as well. We also pray today for Jeff and Debbie Best as they mourn the death of Jeff's mom, Sandy. We say special words of prayer for the Putnam family, especially Jen and Mason, who are members of our congregation, as they mourn the death of husband and dad, Jeff. They are members of our congregation. Jeff was 41 years old. So please pray for the Putnam family as they mourn the death of Jeff this past week. And last but not least, we say a prayer of thanksgiving for a radio listener by the name of Sharon Belot. I received a card and a contribution for the radio broadcast from her this past week. But she did ask that we say a prayer of thanksgiving in memory of her mom and dad, James and Beverly Kovach. So we say thanks to Sharon for thinking of us here at St. John's. And we also say a prayer of thanksgiving for her mom and dad, who are now rejoicing in the joy of heaven. Mom and dad, James and Beverly Kovach. With all of these and so many others, let's pray together. We pray for the church, enliven its witness and ministries together, feeding programs and new ventures. Open our hearts to friendships that share faith, and open our mouths to share your good news. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for this congregation and the talents and the treasures of each person brings. Bring new talents to blossom among us, as we encourage and build up one another. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all who govern, especially Donald, our president. Give them wise and generous hearts for those they serve. Lord, in your mercy, answer the cries of your people and nations caught in war and destruction. Hold in your care all veterans and their families, including Cody, Tracy, and William from our congregation. Ease the burdens of tough memories and bring restoration and wholeness. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for this assembly, especially for the Pesch, Phillips, Pysinski, Pajacki, and Pleben families, for our guests and visitors, for newcomers to this community, for those who are certain and those who doubt, for all who seek you in this place, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who cry out for healing, for those who are sick, for those who are grieving, for those who long for hope or help, and for those for whom we have promised to pray. Especially today, we pray for Gracie and Bill, for Maria, for Don, for Janie and for Jean, for Don, for Jackie and Steve, and the birth of their two twins, for Rick as he prepares for surgery, for Tom. We say a prayer of thanksgiving, of course, for Sharon and her generosity to St. John's and our radio ministry. Lord, we also bring before you today the Collins family as they grieve the death of Uncle Larry. We bring before you Jeff and Debbie Best at the death of Jeff's mom, Sandy. And we raise up before you today Jen and Mason and the rest of the Putnam family as they mourn the death of Jeff. With all of these dear friends of ours, may they find hope and comfort in the certainty of the resurrection to life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Ever-present God, thank you for your continued presence with the people of La Santa Cruz Lutheran Church. We rejoice in the work taking place with our Hispanic brothers and sisters. Continue to bless Pastor Flores and all the members of La Santa Cruz as they seek to be your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers and the hopes and concerns of our hearts, O God, as we entrust into your loving care all for whom we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the purposes of time, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the a brief version of the communion liturgy. So just bear with me, and I'm going to pull that up in my book here. The Lord be with you.
With you.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Therefore, gracious Heavenly Father, with this bread and with this cup, we remember the life of our Lord offered for us. And believing in the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord's true body and blood with a living faith as he comes to us in his supper. Amen. Now we pray together as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's share that peace with one another.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass his peace on to someone else today.
They'll take the individual.
As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is, Lord of Glory, You Have Brought Us, hymn number 402 in Lutheran Worship.
Thank you.
Please join us now as we sing our second distribution hymn, We Give You But Your Own, hymn number 405 in Lutheran Worship. People of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Karen Dowdle, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
Strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen.
Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take it.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving it to death for you. Your Lord's true body and blood strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now to life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
gavest me, nor should I aught withhold, dear Lord, from thee. In love my soul would bow, my heart fulfill its vow. Some offering bring thee now, something for thee. For the blessed mercy seat, pleading for me, my feeble faith looks up, dear Lord, to thee. Help me thy cross to bear, thy wondrous love declare, some song to raise or prayer, something for thee. Give me a faithful heart, likeness to thee, that each departing day henceforth may see some work of love begun, some deed of kindness done, some wonder sought and won, something for thee. All that I am and have, thy gift so free, in joy, in grief, through life, dear Lord, for thee. And when thy face I see, my ransomed soul shall be, through all eternity, something for thee.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to be with all of you. Good to join with you in worship. Once again, a very special word of welcome to all of you, but a special word of welcome to any guests and visitors who might be here with us this morning. Thank you, Laura, for all the time and the thought that you put into consecration this year, and also Tony and Karen. Thank you so very much for your testimonies of faith. We appreciate that. Just a quick couple of announcements before you go. This week, of course, is Thanksgiving. There'll be a service here Thanksgiving Day at 9 o'clock for anybody that might be interested. It's a service with Holy Communion. Again, that's at 9 o'clock. It's also our tradition on Thanksgiving to distribute food goods to different groups that are in need. And we are doing that once again this year. Our shelves are down a little bit this year, so if you happen to be driving by the church this week and you want to drop something off, we're here during the week. You can, Stella's here typically from 9 a.m. to 2, so anybody that wants to drop food donations off for Thanksgiving, we'll certainly continue to receive those. Okay, again, we'll take them up through Wednesday afternoon. So again, if you want to do that, just drop them off here. Today's the last day for wreaths. The wreath order, once again, we're blessed with the gifts of the Honakis. And I didn't realize your family had like a tree farm, too. Yeah. Is that right? Okay, I never... Okay. All right. So anyway, so if you need a wreath, there's a sign-up sheet for the wreaths out at out on the bulletin board. If you need a Christmas tree, you can go out to the Honaki farm. I just learned that this week. So I plan on going out to your farm and getting a tree this year. So, yeah. Okay.
But actually, on that note, we had originally said that the pickup would be the second.
Yeah.
Second. We're actually going to bump that up. So, the
26th. Okay. So, wreath pickup will be the 26th.
That's next week.
Next week. Yep. Okay. So, get your name on there if you're interested and... And they'll take care of it for you. In your worship bulletin, we're starting to look now into the Advent Christmas season already, but there's a little description of what's happening on Christmas Eve. And it's listed that there'll be a sort of meditative service Christmas Eve morning here, and it's listed in the bulletin at 10 o'clock. I'm actually going to do that at 8:30. After talking with the Board of Elders, they felt that it would be better just to keep the regular 8:30 time. So Christmas Eve, there'll be a service here in the morning at 8:30, meditative. So Lois isn't going to be here or anything like that, but we're going to finish off basically the series for Advent, since that technically is the fourth Sunday in Advent. You see, because Christmas Eve falls on a Sunday, so they have to get the Advent season completed. So that's how it gets completed, on Christmas Eve morning. All right? So there's a service here at 8:30 a.m. Christmas Eve, and then there's a service at 4:30 p.m. Christmas Eve, 7:15 hymn sing, 7:30 service Christmas Eve, and 10 p.m. Christmas Eve. So that's the lineup for Christmas Eve. Just make note of that correction in your bulletin, that it will be at 8:30 for that service in the morning. Okay. As I mentioned in the prayers of the church, there were two deaths associated or affiliated with St. John's this week. Arrangements have been made for anybody that might be interested in paying respects, particularly to Jeff Putnam. They joined our congregation back in 2013. Mason was just a little guy when they joined, but some of you may remember that was around the time the contemporary service was just kind of getting underway, and I mean, we had it going already. But Mason was a kid that used to come flying down the aisle, and he'd go up to the front by the band, and he would dance. So maybe that helps trigger who these folks are. But unfortunately, it's unexpected. Jeff was 41. The services for Jeff will be tomorrow. The obituary is there, but there'll be a time of viewing. I think it's 2 to 4, 6 to 8 at Amagon Funeral Home on Transit. And then I'll be conducting the service at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. All right, so anybody that wants to pay respects to the family, they'll be at Amagon tomorrow. Jeff and Debbie Best also lost their mom. The funeral for her will be on Tuesday evening at Gracie Funeral Home. That's in the city of Buffalo, for anybody that might be interested in that. Okay? I think that's it for announcements. Yeah, Ross.
It is consecration weekend, and there is a trinity here, time, talent, and without the third one, treasure, this building wouldn't be here. So don't forget that, that we need that. A couple weeks ago, Laura got up here and stood before you and let you know about electronic gifts. Okay, and everybody gave us some weird looks. How many people have their checkbook for the day? Raise your hand. Okay, how many people write a check every week? How many people have more than $20 in their wallet? Okay, the rest of you should give electronically, because 60% of the church's congregations now are giving electronically. Research. Go on YouTube. Search Vanco services, and you'll see all the reasons why that we, as a church progressing, are trying to go to electronic giving, whether it be text, online, or sign up for the account. Okay? One person that wasn't mentioned here more than I am is our financial director, Mike Brown. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. You guys can help Martino and the guys coming, we forgot Eric Brown and we forgot John Tito. Thank you to them. And God bless you all. Have a good week.
Thanks, Ross. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.